following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, Refuge Family, it's Pastor David here with today's edition of Refuge Daily. I do have to say this, this is being recorded the night before my wife, my lovely wife, is in the room right next to me holding our newborn. And so if you hear any crying, it is not my wife. It's not the TV. It is our son, who is, by the way, perfect. Anyways, just wanted to say that. Glad you guys are here. As every single pastor says, glad that you guys make this a part of your weekly rhythm. Some of you even daily rhythm. It's really cool that you guys continue to tune in and just hear what the Lord has been speaking to us. And so today, I want to share something that's been on my heart. And I shared this maybe a couple of months ago. Every Wednesday, we have our different meetings at Refuge. All the pastors, we meet together, all the staff, we meet together. And we've been going through devotionals. And what we've been doing lately, literally the past couple months, I think maybe a little before summer even started, as we started sharing testimonies. And so not everybody knows each other's testimony. We know that we're saved. We know that we love Jesus, but we don't know how we got there. And so this week, this past Wednesday, it was my turn to share my testimony to the pastors and to the staff at Refuge. And so I was just spending time in preparation, preparing my testimony. And lots of times you don't need to prepare. But for me, and if you know me, I like to be prepared. I like to have at least bullet points. For those that know me very well, if I don't have bullet points, I'll talk for 5 hours. And we don't want that. Nobody wants that. and so I had bullet points to kind of keep me accountable of like, hey, don't talk super long. And as I was preparing and reflecting on my story, I was reminded again in a fresh way just how much God was there for me. Now, as believers right now, we can say that with confidence. God is with us. God is there for us. But what was so cool about spending time thinking about what God has done for me and thinking about my testimony, my story, is I realized that God's hand was in my life, even in moments when I didn't feel like he was there, and even in moments when, quite honestly, I didn't want him to be there. Hebrews 4:13 says, nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. This idea that God sees. There is not a single thing that is hidden from God. In my, I wouldn't even say wayward years. In my years where I was just openly embracing sin, none of that was hidden. God understood. He didn't just see me, but he understood where I was at, what I was going through. This is something that always brings me so much comfort as a believer now, because no matter how hard something is or how tough a situation gets, God sees me, he knows me, he loves me, and he's merciful to me. And that is extended to all of us. He sees you, he knows you, he loves you, and he is not just merciful, but he is extremely merciful to us. Psalm 106 verse 1 says this, "Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever." You know what I mean, or do you know what the Bible means when it says steadfast love, or when something is steadfast, it is firmly planted, it is rooted, it's something that is absolutely immovable, right? It's unshakable. And all throughout the Bible, especially in Psalms, when you look throughout the Psalms, right, we see the phrase, the steadfast love, that phrase, we see that over and over and over again. It appears all throughout Psalms. It appears all throughout the Old Testament, right? Why is this the case? Why that phrase, right? The steadfast, the immovable, the unshakable, the firmly planted love of God. Why is that phrase all throughout the Bible? And I literally believe it's because mankind, or through the history of mankind, men and women have encountered this love. They've come face to face with this immovable, and this unshakable love, right? It's the kind of love that would pursue a sinner like me until I would bow down and bend the knee and submit and worship him. It's the kind of love that would leave the 99 and go after the one. We sing about that all the time, right? It's the kind of love that wouldn't spare even his own son, but would go to the cross. It's the kind of love, as Romans 5:8 says, but God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Now, I've done a bunch of these Refuge Dailies. I've probably shared that Bible verse, 80% of the time, because it always blows my mind. And I will always seem to work that verse, this passage, into almost anything, because it is so central to the gospel, so central to what God does in the hearts and in the lives of people like us. This kind of love, this steadfast, this unshakable, this immovable love, it changes people. It transforms people, right? So when we think about God, some people tend to think that, we call out to God because he helps us. And although God does help us, God's love doesn't simply help. It transforms. It changes. It saves, right? It radically disrupts in the best and the most beautiful kind of way. And so again, as I was sharing my testimony on last Wednesday, I had my bullet points and I tried to stick to them. I really did, but I don't think I stuck to them that well, but they were there. But as I was sharing my testimony with the staff earlier this week, I was reflecting on this transforming, disruptive love of Jesus. I was sitting and thinking about it, and I was filled with a deep sense and a renewed sense of thankfulness and gratitude for every single thing the Lord has done for me. Even in my darkest moments, and I'm not going to get into what those were right now, but when I felt like God wasn't there, like I said earlier, when I felt like I didn't want God to be there, he was there. And this is the part that I find so crazy. He was hurting with me. He wasn't somebody that was not connected to that situation. He saw me, he loved me, and he was there for me. Now, my wife and I, when we had our first son, Judah, we decided and we prayed, and we know obviously some parents do things differently, but we decided we wanted to sleep train Judah, which simply just means we just wanted to help him be able to go to bed at night, And so there were times, when we were in that process of sleep training, and it was never fun when we would put him down and he would either be fussing or he would be crying, and Lucia and I would just be praying. But there was this one time in particular, I remember I put Judah down. I kissed him goodnight. He knew the routine. He was going to go to bed, and I set him down and I walked away. And he started crying, and then it turned into not like a I'm tired. It just turned into like a tantrum, like one of those fun tantrums. Parents, you know what I'm talking about. You guys have been there. And I went into the room, and he couldn't see me. I was in a part of a room where he couldn't see me, and he was crying, and I was there still. I was there. So this is something that we had prayed about. God, we want to do this. We want to sleep train. And so I was there, and it was difficult. And he didn't cry for that long, but he cried. And I felt like as I'm hearing him cry, there was a moment of like, I hope he knows that we're there. And as soon as I like thought that, as soon as that thought entered my mind, I was like, oh my gosh, like what a interesting like picture that I just received right now. And I felt like it was almost as God was saying, like, David, there has been so many times in your life when you didn't want me. Or maybe when you didn't think I was there, when you were crying out to me and you maybe even felt abandoned, right? And I pray to God my son didn't feel it. I don't think he did, right? But even in those moments, David, I was there. I was there. I wasn't far off. I wasn't in a different house. I wasn't down the street. I didn't have, I wasn't on Wi-Fi checking on you from, millions of miles away. I was in the room. I was there through all of it. And I felt like when I had that thought or that picture, I was like, oh my gosh, like, Lord, that is so true. You were there. And it immediately and just completely applies to my testimony of looking like, Lord, in those moments in my life when I felt like nobody was there for me, you were there. You stood with me. You were faithful, even to somebody like me who wasn't faithful to you. I think that is absolutely crazy. And to be honest, I hope that brings encouragement to you guys. It is absolutely impossible for the child of God to look back on what God has done and not see his hand in your life. It's impossible. It's absolutely impossible. God, like, I look and I'm like, man, Lord, like, you sought me out. You sought me out. You loved me enough to be faithful. It literally blew my mind. Now, I said this every time you hear every single pastor say this on these devos. You hear Pastor Bill say it and Pastor Jeff say it on Sundays. This year has been crazy. If we're not too careful, or if we're not careful, we can get caught up in everything that's going on. Our hearts can become anxious. We can become angry. We can be so upset and fired up over things like politics right now. It's a really hot issue, and we can be so angry because the other people are evil, right? Both sides think each side is, you know, it's just we can get so caught up in everything in this world. And what I want to ask you guys to do, and what I encourage you guys to do right now, if you have 10 minutes even, 10 minutes, or if you don't have 10 minutes now, if you have 10 minutes at any point tonight or today, this is what I want you to do. I want you to sit down. I want you to put away the distractions, and I want you to spend time intentionally, purposefully reflecting on what God has done in your life. Let me tell you, such an easy way to combat the feelings of despair, of anxiety, of hopelessness, of depression, of, you know, just all the chaos that's going on right now, is when you sit and when you reflect and you meditate on what Jesus has done for you, what he has plucked you from. I know we all have different testimonies. I know we all have stories. Some of us have more colorful stories than others. But God did a miraculous work. Let me say something right now. If you're watching right now, and if you are saved, if you believe Jesus, you believe and you've placed your faith and you trust him, and you've repented from your sins, if you are his, listen, God performed an insane miracle to get you to where you're at right now. He took a dead sinner and made you alive in Christ. Miraculous. God is not done with you. He cannot be done with you because he is faithful to his children, right? We hear that all the time through the Gospels, right? God is with you. God sees you. God knows you. God has given you worth, and he loves you because you are his. So again, I want to encourage you guys with that. God's steadfast, his immovable love is with you today. If you feel disheartened, discouraged, or anything that's not from the Lord, if you are feeling anything that's not from the Lord, I pray that you would take this charge seriously, and you would at least spend 10 minutes today. If it's easier for you to write it down, then write it down. Write down what God has done in your life. Reflect on that, and I guarantee you'll start to see just your mind and your heart start leaping for joy as you start reflecting on what God has done. And you will be filled with confidence that God is not done with you, but he is just, he's still so intimately working in your life right now in the same way that he worked in your life then. Love you guys, and we'll catch you next time.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.